I noticed you kick it. I thought that was very rock and roll of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Got a little testosterone left.
Yeah.
Well, that, a lot of people think I wrote that last song about the Bush administration. The party's over, but actually, I was thinking more about all of us, sort of the sort of first world, you know, of big fun we've had all our lives, super consumers, and worse in our country, of course, than yours, but we all had our fun at the expense of others. And so I thought that was sort of my theme on that song and throughout the record, actually. So I actually, when I wrote this song, a lot of times when we songwriters write songs, we like look forward sort of in a frightening sort of way about the first time we play them in front of people. Are they going to get it? Are they going to like it? You know, all these things that go through your head. And so the first time I played that song out for my latest record, I had a chance to play it, try it out in Santa Barbara, California, beautiful old theater there. And I played the song, and party's over, I thought, you know, things were going okay, and this woman came up to me, though, after the show, and she said, you know that song about that party? I was like, yeah, so California. I was like, yeah. She said, that sounds like a terrible party. I know. What are you going to do? I was like, ah, wow, good going, Liza. You really got the point across on that one. Things mean different things to different people. That's how I'm rationalizing that one. But anyway, we get to do two sets tonight. That's unusual. It's really nice to be able to stretch out a little bit and play. So we thought maybe the second set we'll do some requests, and the first one we'll just do whatever. So please have them ready for later. Remember the criteria, just to be something I wrote about me. So we're going to do this song. This is a song that I've kind of resurrected because the wonderful Joan Baez put this on her last record. She had two of my songs on her last record, and this was one of them. And yeah, I know, so nice. And you know, that was up for a Grammy actually, and we of course were hoping Joan would win, but she lost to that stupid little Alison Krauss Robert Plant record. Forget the name. I actually made that joke over in England. Everybody's like all huffy.
Oh. Yeah, he's only this tall.
Yeah. No.
No, I'm
right. That would have gone over really well in England. I'm glad you weren't with me then. That would have really worked. He's, you know, he's a god.
No, he's actually only this tall.
So the song is something I actually stole from the Old Testament, change it around to suit my needs, making me a fan of fundamentalists everywhere. Actually, Joan, when the record came out, I was Googling Joan Baez because I wanted to see what she was saying, you know, and she was so nice about me and my songwriting and everything and all these interviews, and she said, "The Song of Rose of Sharon," which I stole from the Song of Solomon. The Rose of Sharon was the first song we picked for the record of Eliza. It was Eliza Gilkison's song. I just love the song. It sounded like it was 2,000 years old. Neglected to tell her it was a co-write with God, but probably knows by now. And it's tricky business stealing things from, you know, spiritual works. You could be struck down at any time. And I've not been struck down or anything like that. Because you know, I have been punished. Yes, that's right. Get into that later. Just listen to the songs. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valley, as a lily grown among the thorns, love in this world has found me, as an apple tree among the trees, grow deep in the forest, my lover's form
shoulders turn to face me, I shall not stir him from my bed. While he does so, embrace me. Oh, bring me wine to pass the time, though none but him can soothe me.
From Austin, Texas, this is my old friend Robert McEntee on guitar.